Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Before we get into heel pain, I'm so excited because Lifting for Longevity starts today. A huge community supporting each other, the accountability, and getting in all the components.
And I just love this because this is like the first new course we've put out in a little while, and it's with your mom. And just watching mom go through these workouts as we were shooting it, it was amazing because she is legitimately in pain anytime she goes to a squat, anytime she tries lifting her shoulder overhead because of her arthritis. But just throughout some of these workouts, seeing her progress, having her tell us she felt better at the end of the workouts, that was the whole reason for this.
And seeing her jump again. I mean, she admitted herself she doesn't do any running, high intensity, because she's been told, you know, because of her osteoarthritis. And yes, but there's a way that you can do it to still impact your tendons, your tissues, and your bones in a healthy way as we age. And I am so dang excited. If you have not checked out Lifting for Longevity, this is the last discount that we're going to have. And because you're a podcast listener, you can get an extra discount using code OPTIMAL.
So head down in the show notes, grab that and get started with us and move throughout the month.
Now, if you've ever dealt with plantar heel pain or plantar fasciitis, and we are talking about people who have been dealing with this for, or it's popped up continuously for months or years that you've had this and you've been told, you know, stretch your calves and do these heel raises and do these foot exercises and you've tried all the things and it's just not working. This is who we're talking to because while that advice can work in some cases, it doesn't work for everyone. And we want to talk about why this pain kind of sticks around based on a new research article that actually was released in 2025 that kind of breaks down, you know, the issue of why this pain isn't just about the tissues in the foot anymore.
And this is why the study happened is because there are professionals out there, physical therapists, athletic trainers, whoever, who deal with people who have plantar fasciitis. And there's a pretty tried and true protocol to get people out of plantar fasciitis. And I think something that was very interesting in the study, it said 53, 56, something like that, just greater than 50% of people who experience plantar heel pain will experience it for up to 10 years or greater than 10 years.
Yeah, it specifically says almost 50% of individuals with plantar heel pain continue to experience symptoms an average of 10 years after onset.
So these professionals are like, if we have such a tried and true protocol, okay, get things to calm down, and then we do some heavy loading of the plantar fasciitis to remodel the tissues, and great, this person should be good. Why does it keep coming back? And that's why they did this study just here last year in 2025.
One of the other stats that they kind of pointed out within the study that I think is really very interesting as well is that 26 to 53% of patients had comorbidities such as fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, anxiety, depression, highlighting the complex, multifaceted nature of chronic heel pain, meaning that it's not just in the tissues. And I think that's really fascinating to point out that, especially with someone who's dealing with that chronic heel pain, that chronic plantar fasciitis, they're dealing with a lot more within the body typically as well. I mean, 26 to 53% of people with chronic heel pain or plantar fasciitis dealing with all these other things as well. That's a big percentage.
Definitely. And it's something that needs to be taken into account. And we've talked about some of these things before, definitely chronic pain. We've talked about fibromyalgia before. And our message is absolutely not, okay, this pain is just in your head. You need to calm things down. There's no damage at the tissues. No, that's not the case. When we talk about these complex pain syndromes, we are truly talking about patterning that happens in our central nervous system,
yes,
in our brain. And in, yes, our brain is in our head, but our brain is where the pain perception is sent from.
Yes.
And anytime we have these pain signals for longer than 6 months, messages start getting written into our neurologic patterns. It's mm-hmm. almost like we have this pain volume knob. Mm-hmm. And when we get plantar fasciitis for the first time, we may have some sort of acute injury. We may have been overloading it and it's feeling a little bit overworked. And then we have pain. But as we continue to have that pain, the volume knob in our central nervous system gets turned up. So it takes less stimulus for us to feel pain again. And, you know, for many people, it gets to the point where that volume knob gets turned up so high that we start to have these chronic type pains that seem to pop up without any sort of stimulus. Yeah. And that is just kind of a normal patterning process that we see in individuals with any sort of chronic pain. And now also we're looking into heel pain with this study. And that process is called central sensitization. Taking a quick pause from the episode to talk about a company that helped Jen and I so much when we were trying to conceive during Jen's pregnancy and now in the postpartum period, and that is Needed. Now, I'm going to be honest, I like to be somebody who gets the majority of my nutrition from my food, but the reality is that it's tough sometimes and our food alone doesn't get us the nutrients that we need at optimal levels. That is why Needed formulated their prenatal multi by testing thousands of women's nutrient levels to know what's truly needed to thrive, not just survive. You also won't find unnecessary fillers, poor nutrient forms, unsustainably sourced ingredients, or high heavy metal loads. During postpartum period, Jen has been taking a lot of their omegas, CoQ10, and some other things, and I will even take their men's multivitamin to make sure I'm getting those optimal levels of nutrition. That's the other thing I love about them. It's not just about prenatal or postpartum. They are there to help your nutrition journey all throughout the stages of life. So head over to thisisneeded.com and use code OPTIMAL for 20% off your first order. That's THISISNEED.com and use code OPTIMAL for 20% off your first order. All right, let's get back into the episode.
Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at more of that sensitized pain, not necessarily that local tissue pain, but we need to look at the nervous system. You know, it takes more of a broader approach to treatment now, and it's literally backed by evidence and studies. And I think that's where this is why we want to point it out and bring it to everyone's attention, because it's more than just rolling the bottom of your foot or continuing to hammer just at your foot. But we need to take a bigger picture of what else can we be doing to really address and change the way our brain is processing this pain.
And so what this study did is they wanted to take a group of people who had consistent or long-term heel pain of greater than 6 months and compare it to another group of people who had other musculoskeletal, chronic musculoskeletal pain conditions. I didn't see specifically if it was one body part or the other. So you're kind of comparing them to just a group of other people with chronic pain conditions that are musculoskeletally related. And they were looking at how often do people from the longstanding heel pain group show signs of nervous system sensitivity, and also just other pain score measures that they took before or you know, throughout this study.
Now, here's what the results showed. The pain detect and central sensitization inventory scores were higher in those with the plantar heel pain. And what we really want to, you know, kind of look at is some of those key findings. So about 63% showed signs that pain wasn't just tissue based. That's 63%. 86% showed signs of heightened nervous system sensitivity with this plantar heel pain. And I think those are huge numbers to show, because it shows that, again, this isn't just derived from that tissue, but it really looking at and making it evidence-based that we need to take a broader look at what's happening, because people with higher pain have worse daily function and were more likely to show that sensitivity pattern.
And I think in general, it was just so shocking to me how much higher it was than the other group, who was just the chronic musculoskeletal pain group.
Right.
Because it just showed that 7% of those people showed nociplastic pain and 44% of them showed signs of central sensitization. Which again, significantly lower than the plantar heel pain group, which kind of points to the finding. The whole reason that they did this study is they were finding so many people with plantar heel pain and plantar fasciitis on a chronic, you know, term, that the normal protocol wasn't working for. And so why? Those people may have fallen in this type of group, or at least 63 to 86% of them, based on these findings, may have needed further training and further incorporation of pain desensitization, education on chronic pain. Some of the things that we talk about when we talk about dealing with chronic pain, it's not just a physical thing. It's not just a thing that solely exercise will likely make a significant and long-term impact in. And so how do we start to, for people that fall into this group, weave in some of those chronic pain tools with the original and tried and true plantar fasciitis protocol?
And so this is where it's like, okay, well, what does that mean in my real lived experience with looking at this research, right? And hopefully it helps so that you don't feel so frustrated, because this helps to explain, you know, what's really common, what people might be experiencing. My heel hurts on days that I barely do anything, or I haven't really increased my activity. I've strengthened my foot and it feels like it's getting stronger, but I'm still stuck in these pain cycles. Or it feels like, you know, this pain is out of proportion of what I should be feeling, especially if I've been working on it or I've been doing the things, right? And so this is where, when the nervous system becomes more sensitive, pain just starts to show up faster, or it sticks around longer. It feels sharp. It feels more intense. And it could be triggered by things that really shouldn't be threatening anymore. So this is why we're looking at more of that pain centralization. And we have to take a broader approach to healing and really starting to overcome these symptoms of plantar heel pain. And also, we want to talk about it because it's not that your body is failing you, right? And I know that it could feel like that, especially we've done other episodes on plantar fasciitis and what you're supposed to do about it. And it's not that you're doing anything, quote unquote, wrong, right? Yeah. It just means that your nervous system, it's actually doing what it's supposed to, which is trying to protect you. So we just have to learn how to turn down that dial so that it's not becoming so sensitized on things that it shouldn't be.
Yeah. And along with that message of like, you're not failing at anything. This is new information we're talking about and researching chronic pain every year and learning more and more about how to help people address these patterns. And takeaway number one is, you are not broken. Persistent pain does not equal permanent damage, and pain is pliable, and we are neuroplastic beings and we can change this over time. And that is what we are learning. Strength still matters. The old protocols can still play a part in your healing, but maybe at smaller doses, right? And maybe in a way that we tie in training to the nervous system and better understanding why we may have this pain sensitization and these, you know, over exaggerated pain responses to things that we don't feel like should be causing pain. So tying in more training of our central nervous system with some of the strength and mobility and foot exercises, calf exercises that we would normally do with plantar fasciitis. So that just kind of gives us a bigger picture approach at how we should be working with people with plantar fasciitis or plantar heel pain that have been experiencing it for 6 months to 10 plus years.
Right. And what does that mean when we're talking about like, well, how do I address my nervous system, right? And we've talked about so many other episodes on things that you can start to do when we're talking about changing the way our brain is responding, right? And a lot of this has to do with, you know, let's address stress. Stress is so incredibly important, and we don't understand how much stress we're kind of like chronically living in. That's why we do breath work so often within our courses and within our program, understanding how to better mechanically get that diaphragm to be utilized so that we're not using our accessory muscles up by our neck or causing more stress and tension within our body than we already might have. And this is also where, when it comes to doing the exercises, you're not just pushing through pain. And if you're feeling pain, you're knowing that, like Dom said, it's not that I'm doing damage. It's just that my body's trying to protect me. So how can I back off a little bit? What we say to our body is so incredibly important when it comes to healing, right? When it comes to walking, oh, my body is just letting me know that something is not feeling well. I need to address something a little bit more, and that's okay, right? So not fearing it, not pushing away from it, but leaning in is such an important tool. And then we have to look at other things going on in our life that could be adding to the overall stress that we're having within our nervous system, which is sleep quality, nutrient quality of like how many micronutrients we're getting all throughout our diet. Are we missing an important, like, are we getting our fruits and vegetables? Are we getting our fiber met? Are we getting our protein goals? So that all really plays a role. Are we hydrating ourselves? Are we connecting with people in our community or in our family? Are we feeling connected? You know, all of this plays a role to the stress and overall how much we're putting on our nervous system, especially when we're trying to exercise and get out of pain. So that's all so incredibly important. And the messaging that we tell ourselves as we're working through this is also so important. So utilizing our breath and utilizing our language to change how we're approaching this has to become part of your protocol.
Yeah, I just think it's so important to understand that all of that ties into how we experience life, how we perceive pain, especially in these individuals who have chronic plantar heel pain. It's so important. So just remember that chronic heel pain is often a foot plus a nervous system issue. The nervous system's adaptable. We listed a lot of things that can have an impact on our nervous system and how we perceive and experience life. Understanding pain changes how you treat it. Better education leads to better outcomes, and seeking care that goes just beyond the foot. Mm-hmm. So with everything that Jen and myself listed off, like having a professional, having a physical therapist to guide you through this journey would be a great place to start. Thanks for joining us for another podcast. And if this is somebody that you know of that has been dealing with plantar heel pain for forever, please pass this along, as we want to get this information into the hands of the people that this will help. Also, we have a barefoot mini course that can be great to just help explore your foot, understand where some restrictions might be. You can check that out down in the show notes. It's just jen.health/barefoot. But something that we're super excited about is a new course that Jen put together in collaboration with her mom, and it's to help people develop strength at any age. Jen and her mom will be going through the same types of exercises, but different variations based on where they're at with their strength training. This is going to be an incredible course. It's still discounted. We are all starting the course together on April 2nd. So there's a discount right now. And as a podcast listener, you can get a bonus discount if you use code OPTIMAL10 at checkout. And of course, we'll see you on the next episode of the Optimal Body Podcast.